Principle 9.3. Evaluate accurately, not kindly. Nobody ever said radical honesty was easy. Sometimes, especially with new employees who have not yet gotten used to it, an honest assessment feels like an attack. Rise to a higher level and keep your eye on the bigger picture and counsel the person you are evaluating to do the same. A. In the end, accuracy and kindness are the same thing. What might seem kind but isn't accurate is harmful to the person and often to others in the organization as well. B. Put your compliments and criticisms in perspective. It helps to clarify whether the weakness or mistake under discussion is indicative of a trainee's total evaluation. One day I told one of our new research people what a good job I thought he was doing and how strong his thinking was. It was a very positive initial evaluation. A few days later, I heard him chatting away at length about stuff that wasn't related to work, so I warned him about the cost to his and our development if he regularly wasted time. Afterward, I learned that he thought he was on the brink of being fired. My comment about his need for focus had nothing to do with my overall evaluation. Had I explained myself better when we sat down that second time, he could have put my comment into perspective. C. Think about accuracy, not implications. It's often the case that someone receiving critical feedback gets preoccupied with the implications of that feedback instead of whether it's true. This is a mistake. As I'll explain later, conflating the what is with the what to do about it typically leads to bad decision making. Help others through this by giving feedback in a way that makes it clear that you're just trying to understand what's true. Figuring out what to do about it is a separate discussion. D. Make accurate assessments. People are your most important resource, and truth is the foundation of excellence. So make your personnel evaluations as precise and accurate as possible. This takes time and considerable back and forth. Your assessment of how responsible parties are performing should be based not on whether they're doing it your way, but on whether they're doing it in a good way. Speak frankly, listen with an open mind, consider the views of other believable and honest people, and try to get in sync about what's going on with the person and why. Remember not to be overconfident in your assessments, as it's possible you are wrong. E. Learn from success as well as from failure. Radical truth doesn't require you to be negative all the time. Point out examples of jobs done well and the causes of their success. This reinforces the actions that led to the results and creates role models for those who are learning. F. Know that most everyone thinks that what they did and what they are doing is much more important than it really is. If you ask everyone in an organization what percentage of the organization's success they're personally responsible for, you'll wind up with a total of about 300%. That's just the reality, and it shows why you must be precise in attributing specific results to specific people's actions. Otherwise, you'll never know who is responsible for what, and even worse, you may make the mistake of believing people who wrongly claim to be behind great accomplishments.